Lassie, the world's most famous dog, and Red Heart, America's favorite dog food, team up for The Lassie Show. Yes, from Hollywood, it's The Lassie Show, transcribed by John Morell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart. And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable motion picture star, Lassie, in person. Lassie is fed Red Heart exclusively, and Lassie's vigorous bark, strong body, and fine glossy coat are positive proof that Red Heart helps keep dogs healthy and happy. Lassie speaks for Red Heart. All three wonderful flavors. And now to introduce our story, here's Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thank you, Charlie. And hello, everyone. Today, Lassie plays a part of a mutt, a sweet, friendly mutt named Mike, in a story entitled Reprieve. Our story began one November evening in the walk-up tenement flat of Molly O'Malley and her two young sons on the east side of one of the world's great cities.
I'm hungry. Can we eat now, Mike? Can we?
There's no sense in waiting. Timmy'll be along. Oh, answer that Stevie lad.
Yeah?
I'm looking for a boy and a dog. A little kid wears brown corduroy breeches and a blue sweater. Black and white dog.
Yeah? What makes you think he's here?
Well, people say he lives here.
Now then, what's all this?
It's nothing, Ma. This guy's looking for a kid and a dog.
What for do you want the kid, mister?
I'm from the dog pound. The kid tied the dog's leash to the leg of Tony Vitucci's fruit stand while he played ball. Dog busted the leg off and smashed $12 worth of fruit. And besides, the dog's got no license. It's $15 the kid's got to cough up.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't see no kid, no dog here, mister. Better keep hunting.
No need to get tough, kid. I'm just working.
See? No, then, Stevie, the man's right. But I think myself, mister, you'd be in better business hunting for somebody else.
But
so good night to you.
I'll go, but I'll get that dog yet.
Stevie, do you think it was Timmy and Mike tipped over Tony's fruit stand?
Of course it was. He's always got to tie Mike to something because he chases the ball and won't give it up.
Oh, Lord love the foolish dog, but I'd hate for the dog catcher to be getting him. Oh, sure, and I wonder where they are.
Hey,
oh.
Hey, what's that, Mike? Where are they?
Hi. Is he gone?
Tim, hey, what are you doing hiding in the clothes closet?
I'm from the dog catcher. Is he gone good?
Oh, glory be, hiding in the closet all the time.
Yes, boys, what can I do for you?
We want my dog, mister.
Wait a minute, Timmy. Look, mister, we come to spring the kid's mud hay. He's kind of medium-big, Ma. The black and white and kind of half-long, half-short hair. You got it?
Oh, yeah. He was brought in about an hour ago. You got the money?
Yeah, here's the $3.
I'm sorry, son. It'll be a little more than that. You know, I told you that dog tipped over a fruit stand and the proprietors entered the claim for damages. That's $12 plus the license fee.
$15, eh? Oh, mister, me and the kid here couldn't make that much moolah together in a year.
Son, I'm sorry, but unless you pay a dog license fee and pay for that damage, my hands are tied. And you only have 48 hours, by the way.
Huh? We only got 48 hours? 2 days?
That's right.
Then what happens?
Son, I might as well tell you. The dog is put away.
Yeah, kid. He gets the gas chamber.
No, you can't kill my Mike. He didn't do nothing.
Son, I'm sorry. It ain't me. It's the law.
Yeah, the law, hey. Come on, kid. Let's scram.
No. I want to see Mike first.
That you can, son. He's in the first cage, right through that door.
Hurry, Timmy. We got to get back to the newsstand.
Come on. What? Gee, Mike. What are we going to do with... It ain't your fault. You didn't do anything. It's my fault. I shouldn't have tied you to the fruit stand, but I didn't mean to do nothing, Mike. The guy says if I don't get $15, they'll give you the chamber, but I'll get it, Mike. I'll spring you, honest, Mike. I'll get it somewhere.
Hey, you paper, what do you read, hey? What do you read? Governor expected to sign calorie free. Read all about it.
Hey, Timmy, wake up. Get hustling, will you?
Oh, Stevie, I don't feel like working.
Yeah, I know, kid.
What do you read, hey? Governor expected to sign Keller reprieve. Read all about it.
Sure. Look at this killer. A lousy crook. Killed plenty of guys, and everybody knows it. But does he get the chair? Of course not. Governor's going to give him a reprieve. But your mutt tips over a fruit stand, and right away they're going to croak him.
Yeah, but what? I could pay Tony back. Maybe if he'd give me a couple of months.
Give you nuts.
What do you read, hey? Here it is. Read all about reprieve for Keller.
Like when Pa was living. He was ward healing in this ward. He told me plenty of times, Stevie, he says, get yourself on the good side of a crooked politician and you're all set.
Read all about it, hey. What do you read, hey?
Yeah, that's what I gotta do. Stevie, how do you get friends with a crooked politician?
How do I know?
Read all about it. Governor expected to sign Keller reprieve.
Hey, you think the governor could give Mike a receive?
Hey, wait for your change, mister.
Yeah, here. Looks like the governor sure tied up with those crooks.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, where's the governor, Stevie?
Huh? Oh, he's downstairs.
Hey, can we go and see him, Stevie? Can we, hey?
You nuts? Costs plenty of dough to go on a train.
Well, we could hop a freight.
Don't be nuts, kid.
Read all about it, hey? Governor expected to sign calorie free. What do you read, hey?
Timmy. Hey, where'd that kid go?
You aren't going to that meeting in the city, really, are you?
Sarah, I must. I've promised to attend the meeting.
Then you are planning to sign that reprieve for Keller, as they say.
I haven't made up my mind, dear. I'm still running things over in my mind.
But, Carl, you yourself have said a dozen times that Keller is a vicious criminal. He has a dozen murders to his discredit, yet this is the first time the courts have been able to convict him. And now, with one signature, you wipe out all their work.
Sarah, you know my plans for good government. You know how hard I've worked and want to keep on working for better government in this state. And to continue, I must ensure my re-election.
But to be re-elected, must you consort with known criminals?
Sarah, the men behind Keller represent a powerful political faction. So is the electrocution now of one man more important than my work toward truly good state government?
Yes, and the people would agree with me.
Perhaps you're right. But I'll attend the meeting, see what they have to say. Nothing could be lost by that. Good night, dear.
Good night, Carl.
Hey, mister.
Huh? Oh. Well, what is it, son?
Where can I find this guy, the governor? They said this was his house.
Well, perhaps it is. What did you want with the governor?
Well, I gotta talk to him. He's the only guy who can spring somewhere that's gonna get knocked off.
What? What did you say, son?
Well, it's like this, see? Before he died, my old man used to be a ward healer in the city. He always said, you gotta know a crooked politician to get anything done.
Oh, I see. What makes you think the governor is a crooked politician?
Oh, look, mister. He's so crooked he can't lay straight in bed.
Huh?
Any guy that can spring a mug like Keller that's knocked off plenty guys is a crooked politician.
But the governor hasn't signed that reprieve for Keller yet.
No, but he's gonna. I saw papers on 6th and 13th. And the headline says the governor's gonna sign the receive. Everybody says that when they buy them papers. Sure, the governor's tied up with them crooks. Now, I figure, if he can give that murderer a receive,
He ought to be able to spring my dog, huh, mister?
Spring your dog? Oh, yes, I understand. Where is your dog?
Well, he's in stir, in the city dog pound, on 14th Street. Huh? And if I don't have 15 bucks by tomorrow, they turn on the gas.
Son, how did you get down here from the city?
Oh, hopped a freight.
A freight? A tyke as little as you? Look, son, I'm driving to the city tonight. I'll take you back. Hop in the car there.
I gotta see the governor.
You've seen him, son. Hop in the car.
Speak, Mike, speak.
Hey, Nick, shut up that mutt.
Please, boys, be more quiet with you.
Well, he's all the time making a dog bark.
Oh, sure, Stevie, and it's good to be hearing old Mike bark when he thought he was a goner. Oh, my, Mike's got a lot to be thankful for. And it was me that didn't even know it was Thanksgiving until this great turkey arrived with the governor's own calling card on it. With a note, too.
Well, what does it say, Ma?
Well, it don't make sense to me. It says, in appreciation of Mike, who proved once again that a dog is man's best friend.
Gee, that don't make no sense to me either. But I do know one thing. The people who buy papers sure think a lot more of the governor since he didn't give that Keller a reprieve.
Hey, Ma, ain't the turkey nearly done?
I'd be covering it in 5 minutes.
Gee, that's swell, Mahe. I want nothing but white meat.
Oh, yeah? Well, if there's anything else you want, Stevie, remember me and Mike. We got influenza with the governor.
Ruth Parrott, Tommy Bernard, Marvin Miller, Jeffrey Silver, and Earl Keane. Now, friends, in just a moment, Rudd Weatherwax will be back to tell you about next week's story, but first, a word from our star. Say, Lassie, you know, I have a little story of my own. It was told to me by a friend who has a Cocker Spaniel. Well, now, some months ago, his neighbor got a dog, too, an Irish setter. Well, that poor dog just wasn't getting enough to eat. He was all skin and bones. So when my friend fed his cocker, and you can bet he feeds him Red Heart, why, he'd put out a dish of Red Heart for the neighbor's dog, too. Well, it wasn't long before the Irish setter was back to normal. His hips were well covered, and he had a nice glossy coat. Only my friend didn't feel he could go on feeding the dog, but at the same time, he knew the setter would be back on a starvation diet unless something was done. So he took 3 cans of Red Heart over to his neighbor and very innocently said, I've been noticing that fine dog of yours. Just thought you might like to try feeding him Red Heart. I think it's the best dog food there is. Well, from then on, the neighbor has fed that setter Red Heart every day, and now he's a healthy, happy dog, because like all dogs, he likes Red Heart and gets more from Red Heart. Lassie knows Red Heart is federally inspected. Fresh, moist meat and wholesome meat byproducts with those health-giving vitamins and minerals every dog needs. It comes in 3 wonderful flavors. Feed them to your dog in rotation. The A diet, beef flavor. The B diet, fish flavor. The C diet, cheese flavor. So he can enjoy a different flavor every day. Lassie speaks for Red Heart. All 3 wonderful flavors. And now again, here's Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Next week, Lassie plays a part of a dog named Cellmate in a prison story entitled The Chaplain's Dog. Now, don't miss it.
Lassie is presented each week at the same time by John Morrell and Company, makers of 3-flavor Red Heart, the taste-tested food that your dog will enjoy, the health-tested food that will keep him in shape. Lassie appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who invite you to see their production of Battleground, starring Van Johnson, John Hodiak, Ricardo Montalban, and George Murphy. The Lassie Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Frank Farron. Directed by Harry Stewart, story by Hobart Donovan. This is Charles Lyon.
There's a $26,000 jackpot on Hollywood Calling tomorrow on NBC.